You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, howdy! This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I know there are plenty of other choices. And don't think about the other choices right now. Just stay with doing what you're doing, okay? Focus here. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. Apparently, the temperature we may be washing our clothes in with our washing machines may actually not be very conducive to killing bacteria and possibly making things worse with fungi. So we're going to talk to you about how to wash your clothes. Yep, the skin marks, the stains. Yeah, we'll tell you what to do with them. I want to talk about this little kid whose dad let her drive for him because he was drunk. You're seeing that a lot. You see parents let their kids drive. She's only 9 years old, right? Cops pull her over, and she's like, what did I do wrong? My driving was good. Little smarty pants. All right. Women are getting fish pedicures. I guess they're sticking their feet into a fish tank, and we're going to talk about that. Really, ladies? Really, fish? Really? The whole point of getting a pedicure is so your feet finally smell good. Fish. I also want to talk about this little Chinese girl who was run over twice, and 18 people walked by her and didn't do a thing. This was just absolutely horrifying. So a lot to talk about on today's show on this sassy and stimulating episode. Yes, we're going to try to make this episode sassy and stimulating as opposed to a sleeper. You heard about that? Harry Belafonte was supposed to be on, Dale, that guy, right? How, yeah, and apparently it looked like he was asleep. I guess he was supposed to be doing a TV interview for a local station, and the news anchor had to yell to wake him up, and he said he was meditating. Yeah, if I ever come back from bumper music and you hear this, just please scream and wake me up, please. Because I work a very, 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 very long day. My days are 28-hour days. And, I could definitely see myself falling asleep. Or just saying, Dale. All right, I'll do it on key, though. All right, what's to talk about? Of course, our phone lines are 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got, who do we have today? We got Charles on the in the engineering part of things. So good. He said he'll wake my butt up. Woo! All right, we got Charles. We are Charles in charge. Charles in charge. What's that song, Charles in charge? Charles in charge. Okay, I'll figure it out. All right, we got Charles in charge. Uh-oh, he doesn't like the song. Charles doesn't like the song. You know, we'll do the Charlie Brown song for him. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can email me at drdahlia.com. Please keep it clean, drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook. I have some cool pictures up on Facebook. They found a shark. I guess fishermen caught a shark. And when they went into, I guess, the shark's womb, her baby was a cyclops. Her fetus was a cyclops. So I have a picture of a cyclops shark on my Facebook. You'll find it on my fan page. If you can't get me onto regular Facebook, I add everybody on my Facebook. I mean, you know, it's not like I have to worry about people, you know, seeing pictures of me. And, you know, I really have nothing to hide. I mean, I got so many skeletons in the closet. It's not even in the closet, right? It's like a graveyard out there. So I don't mind. Please, you can friend me on Facebook. So I got that cyclops shark. They also show a picture of a cyclops kitten. We call it cyclopegia, where the face fuses instead of forming the two separate eyes. And it's kind of spooky. I got to tell you, though, that kitten, cute little cyclops kitten on there. So you need to take a look at it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Question is, what's the best way to avoid diabetes type 1? Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your question. For those of you that can't catch us live, we have an answer line, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. That is up and running 24/7. All right. So if you want to ask a question, I'm not live, you could definitely shoot me that question. Okay. So how do you avoid type 1 diabetes? Well, usually type 1 diabetes, the insulin-dependent diabetes where your pancreas doesn't make insulin, you usually get that when you're a kid. We sometimes find it in adolescence. These kids get really, really skinny. They can be pretty sick. So, you know, if you're an adult, it's rare that you would actually get type 1 diabetes. You could. The pancreas could fail. You could get a virus or the little islet cells, little beta cells in your pancreas could stop working. So you can't technically get type 1 diabetes. Usually to get type 1 diabetes, it's genetic. But they really don't know all the causes. You know, some think it could be a bacteria, some think it's a virus that could attack the pancreas. So we don't know how to prevent it. Type 2 diabetes, that's a lot easier to prevent. Type 2 diabetes is the diabetes that we usually associate with adult onset, even though we have seen kids get type 2. But type 2 is where you have a functioning pancreas, but your insulin that the pancreas shoots out just doesn't seem to work as well. So what ends up happening is you have insulin resistance or decreased insulin sensitivity, and it's either because you've gained weight, you've eaten too much sugar, or just genetics. You don't know how to keep your sugar in check. So that's a diabetes that's a little bit easier to prevent. Your type 1 diabetes, we don't know. I mean, I even think I like to say there's a type 3 diabetes, and I don't know if any experts are going to agree with me. Nobody ever agrees with me. Nobody ever does. I mean, maybe they need to listen to my show. But I have a group of individuals, a group of patients, where they're in their 20s, and they are rapidly progressing with their diabetes. They go from 0 to 90 in terms of, you know, needing management for their blood sugar. And it's a very, very rapidly progressive diabetes. Some of them need to go on insulin, and some of them are on 4 medications for their diabetes. Now, we don't know if that's type 1 trying to surface later or not, but it's just, I've never seen diabetes act that quickly in an adult. Usually type 2 diabetics, as an adult, it kind of goes slowly. It kind of sneaks up on you, as opposed to, like I said, going 0 to 90. So real quickly, I want to get to the medical news, but we're coming up on break. When I come back from break, I just, again, check your radios, people. Check your radios. When we come back from break, we're going to just clarify the diabetes. And I need a tongue transplant. What's going on here? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call in with your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right, so I don't know if any of you saw the video. Absolutely horrifying of this little 2-year-old Chinese girl who was run over twice. 18 passerbyers walked by, saw her, or pretended to not see her, until finally somebody ran over to help her, and then mom came to the scene. And I just found out that she actually did die. She was in a critical condition, had suffered multiple injuries, including head injuries, and this little girl died. If you see the YouTube footage, I mean, you're going to scream when you see it. It is, I couldn't even put it up on my Facebook. It was pretty traumatic. But when you see this, you just cannot believe that people wouldn't stop, people wouldn't help. Now, what happens in the video, if I could just tell you really quickly, is you see her kind of wandering in the street, and a van runs over her. He stops while she's under the van. He drives again, and then he drives off. So it looked like the driver knew what happened. Then while she's lying there, another truck drives by and drives on top of her. Meanwhile, people are riding bikes, people are walking by, and they look down and they keep walking. I mean, just absolutely horrifying. Now, they were able to interview the driver Apparently, the driver said he had had a fight with his girlfriend, and he was actually on the phone. He says, "You didn't see where she was going, you know. I was on the phone when it happened. I didn't mean it." Now, of course, this was probably in Chinese, so this was an English translation. "I was on the phone when it happened. I didn't mean it. When I realized I had knocked her down, I thought I'd go down to see how she was. Then when I saw she was already bleeding, I decided to just step on the gas pedal and escape, seeing that nobody was around me." Oh, my gosh. This is a little girl. You know, she's bleeding and you run. I mean, luckily there was cameras on this street, and I don't know what the other van or the other truck was thinking. Now, they're claiming it was dark, people couldn't see, but one issue that they brought up was these Good Samaritan laws in China. Apparently, there's not enough protection for Good Samaritans, and there have been some high-profile lawsuits and people trying to help others that are hurt. Still no excuse, but I mean, maybe that explains why these people look at her and keep walking. I don't understand why, even if there are high profile lawsuits, and very expensive lawsuits for Good Samaritan, then you run and you call 911 or the equivalent of 911. This is, it just baffles me. And, you know, everyone's asking where was the mother. Apparently the mother was shopping. And, you know, by the time she looked around, this had all happened. They said one, you know, just an example of some of the lawsuits. Apparently somebody had driven somebody who was hurt to a hospital. And I guess he was fined heavily for operating an unauthorized taxi. Now, it wasn't a taxi car. He wasn't a taxi driver. But because he drove somebody who was sick to the hospital, boom, he got nailed with a fine. Now, I mean, if these stories are true, that's frightening. You're going to have nobody help anybody out there. But unfortunately, this little girl, I don't mean to sound facetious or whatever, but I really think we need to have our toddlers on a leash attached to us. Some sort of an apparatus, because kids wander. With my kids, whenever I'd be walking across the street, I would always say, "Hold mama's leg," or "Hold mama's shirt." Now, it was tough because, you know, as the kids got older, they were holding my shirt. You know, they put so much weight on the shirt, it would start to go down, and I'd be, you know, giving people a free show. So I couldn't do that. So I would tell them, "Hold mama's leg, hold mama's leg, hold mama's pants leg." And luckily I had a belt on, so they wouldn't pull my pants down accidentally. But I just needed that contact. I needed to know my kid wasn't going to run off. And I know they have these certain leashes you could do where, you know, and I know kids hate it, you know, where you have them attached. But honestly, I don't know how this kid got loose and how she was able to, I mean, she was out there for a while. It looked like minutes passed. Anyway, it's a very, very terrible story. Very, very frightening. I know there's been a lot of internet activity, you know, discussing the morality in China and, you know, how, you know, they need to change. And, you know, I mean, I don't really know what's going on with China. I mean, still, I don't think Good Samaritan laws would warrant something like this. But you wonder, 18 people walking by a kid, 18 people, and nobody does anything. It's just frightening, you know, and we've talked about CPR on the show, and I'll revisit it again, you know, and I've told you guys what to do if somebody's down there. I mean, the first thing you do, even if you're, you know, and it's okay to think to yourself, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to call me up and admit it, but it's okay to think, you know, oh, I don't want to get HIV from the blood. I don't want to get hepatitis. That's a very natural instinct for a person to have. You know, it is. I don't want people feeling guilty for something that comes up naturally, but you could still take out a phone or run to a phone and call 911 or call an ambulance. You could do that. If you don't know what you're doing with a victim, then, you know, it's better for you not to touch them and, you know, call 911. Of course, you know, if there's a fire, if you could get them out of the building, that's nice. I mean, if there's something you could do, if someone's choking and you know the Heimlich, that's great. But, you know, there's a lot of people like, well, I don't know what to do. And if I don't know what to do, I'm going to freeze. And, you know, I don't want to put my mouth on somebody and, you know, perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You know, they changed the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation guidelines. They changed the CPR guidelines because people didn't want to put their mouth on a victim. So they said, fine, don't put your mouth on the victim, just do the chest compressions, but do something. I mean, you know, people are so afraid to get communicable diseases now that nobody wants to touch a victim. And it's a real shame because, you know, there's, I, you know, before the first responders can get there, sometimes you guys in those seconds before, you know, they get there, those minutes before they get there, you could do some life-saving feats. So, you know, like I said, don't feel guilty if you have those thoughts. And I don't want to put my mouth on somebody. I don't want to touch somebody who's bleeding. But I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I, as a doctor, I've touched people, you know, I've touched, I mean, I've, when you don't have time to glove or your gloves rip during a trauma, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I have been exposed to so much blood in my training, and knock on wood, thank God I didn't contract something, you know. So I'm not telling you go out there and get, you know, and you know, get exposed. But, you know, the fear of something landing on you, I mean, if you have the ability to save a life, you know, I'd hope you try to save that life. Of course, you know, if you could walk around some, you know, some gloves, not a bad idea. I do now. Anytime I travel on a plane, I have rubber gloves with me. Now, I know the people in security probably take a look, going, what is this? Is this kinky stuff? And I go, no, they're rubber gloves. They're latex gloves. Well, actually, I don't have latex anymore in case somebody's allergic. So I have some vinyl gloves. And I carry them with me because, you know, every now and then I'm on a plane and there's a code or something happens. And I don't want to have that hesitation, or I don't want to worry if I have an open wound that I could give them something or vice versa. So I carry some gloves. You know, not a bad idea. Remember when we learned CPR, we used to have those little orange, it was in an orange case, but it was a mask where you could walk around with the mask. And then we'd get it stuck at the bottom of our purse, would never use it. And then gum would get on it and dust, and it would be dirty. But, you know, I mean, if you know, those aren't bad things to carry around if you're really worried. Okay. All right. So I know we were going to talk a little bit more about diabetes, so I'm going to talk about that when we get back. But this was amazing. This woman charged $200,000 for a phone bill. You guys heard about this? This lady apparently has two deaf-mute brothers on her phone plan. Right? She lives in South Florida. Her name is Selena Ahrens. And her brothers communicate by texting. Well, apparently, they never changed to an international plan. And so when they were in Canada, they sent over 2,000 texts and downloaded videos. And they ended up racking up $200,000 in charges. Of course, she freaked out. Luckily, she got a TV station involved, Miami TV station WSBN. They contacted T-Mobile, and T-Mobile luckily brought her bill down to $2,500. Why does it even cost that much? Why does texting cost that much money? I want to know that. I wish I could hear from somebody who works the cell phone industry. You know, why would text cost that much money? I mean, there's no gold involved. There's no diamonds. $200,000 bill, but that goes to show you better check what your kids are doing. You better see what's going on with your other family members, because I got to tell you, I mean, my kids download videos, send photos, texting all the time. I mean, oh my gosh, I don't even want to look at the phone bill. We have them on an automatic. It's got to be scary. Okay, we're coming up on break. Don't go away. You could call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Send your emails into drdalia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter when we get back. I want to talk about washing machines and what temperature we should be cleaning our clothes. And just quick review on diabetes, I promise. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Well, you bet I do. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we had that caller ask about diabetes, and we get questions all the time on our phone lines about diabetes and the insulin, I just really want to quickly review what all this means with the insulin and the sugar so you understand why we get diabetes. Now, we talked about the pancreas as that organ that we're very familiar with. Steve Jobs had pancreatic cancer. Patrick Swayze had pancreatic cancer. Very, very juicy organ. We kind of call it a juicy organ because it has a lot of enzymes, has a lot of cells, and it spews out a lot of things required for good digestion. And one of the things the pancreas shoots out is insulin. And insulin I like to look at as a key. Okay, I like to look at the body, and I've kind of explained this to you all before. It's how I learned diabetes when I was going to school, and it's still the way I look at it. I don't like to dumb down anything, but for this actually really made me understand diabetes, and it helps me explain it to people. So don't think I'm trying to dummy down something. This just completely makes sense. Okay, so I kind of look at the body. You look at the mouth, let's say, as my office waiting room, okay? Except probably cleaner. People make a mess in my waiting room. They leave soda bottles, et cetera. Okay, so your mouth, where the food comes in, is kind of like the waiting room, okay? Your blood vessels are kind of like the hallways to the doctor's office, the hallways. Then the rooms of the doctor's office, the rooms are like the cells of your body. And the job of your body is to get blood sugar that comes into the doorway, into the hallways, into the rooms. Right? The food you eat, the sugar gets into your bloodstream, and we got to get the bloodstream into the cells because that's how we feed the cells. Everybody wants to know, I don't understand how your body takes in nutrition. You eat it, then what? Well, it gets dissolved, it goes into the bloodstream, and then from the bloodstream it has to go back into the cells because your gut can't transfer it to the cells directly. It obviously has to go through the blood. Now, somebody with diabetes, all right, has high blood sugar. That's exactly what it is. The bloodstream or the hallways, right, have too much sugar, high sugar. So our job is to get the sugar into the rooms. And the insulin, that hormone insulin, is the key. Insulin is what gets basically sugar into the rooms. That's how I look at it. So somebody, like a child that has type 1 diabetes where they don't have enough insulin, they have very, very sugary blood, can actually go into a coma. They get very skinny because they're not feeding their cells. They're not getting any glucose or sugar into their cells. And nothing's really opening up the doorway from the hallway to the room or from the bloodstream to the cells. Nothing's opening up the doorway. They don't have enough insulin. And that's why we have to give them insulin to get those little doorways open. Okay? Type 2 diabetics, that's where, again, we're taking in the sugar. It's getting into our bloodstream. But something may be pushing against the door. You may have plenty of keys. You may have plenty of insulin, right? But those rooms, you can't open the door. I call that insulin resistance, all right? It could be weight. It could be genetics. And so you could give a person insulin, and that may help, get as many, keys working on that door. But a lot of times we need to lose weight or we need to take medications that, decrease insulin. But the most important thing with both types of diabetics is have less sugar coming down the pipe or pike or whatever I'm supposed to say. All right. I don't have that in my little analogy here. So if less sugar is coming into the body or less sugar is coming into the waiting room, then less is going to get into the hallways. So that's why we want to make sure that diet is key. You have to have less sugar coming into your system. Of course, with your type 1 diabetics, you're going to have to eat. With these people, they could be on a diet and they'll still have issues with their sugars. However, with our type 2 diabetes, we have seen amazing things cutting back on the sugar coming in. If you have only X amount of insulin and the pills could only do so much, give them less work to do. Now, the pancreas that has to shoot out the insulin, when I talked about my theory on why a lot of us get diabetes, and one of my theories is we only eat one or two meals a day and we eat very heavy meals. Now, remember we talked about this? If you look at the Last Supper, the picture of the Last Supper, the original, Jesus has a very, very small plate. You'd eat smaller portions. And now things have expanded and recreations of the Last Supper. The plate's getting bigger and bigger. We're eating bigger portions than we used to. And our bodies haven't evolved that well. All our bodies have done is evolved to being more diabetic. And if the pancreas doesn't get food all day long, and then you eat one or two big meals, it's trying to shoot out enough insulin. It doesn't know what to do. So sometimes it shoots out insulin incorrectly. That's why a lot of diabetics say, I get hypoglycemia. A lot of diabetics will say, before I turned diabetic, I had low blood sugar. How did this happen to me? 10 years before you become diabetic, you may show signs of hypoglycemia where your sugar is too low. See, that's where what I'm going through right now. This decade is my hypoglycemia decade. This is the decade where I have low blood sugar, and I can't stand it because in my family, we all get diabetes, so I'm worried that this is my preceding decade, and I'm going to be getting diabetes. And, of course, I exercise, I eat vegetables, I lower my sugar intake, I don't drink, I do whatever I can, to lower my sugar, but I'm kind of in that hypoglycemic episode. You know, a couple days ago, I had to run down and get something to eat on break, and I almost missed coming back on the show because I was stuffing my face. I wasn't stuffing my face, you know, but it just, my sugar was getting low. I have to make sure I eat every couple hours something. So it's kind of frustrating for me because, you know, I really, really want to fight my genetics. And maybe I can. Maybe I could stave it off. Maybe I could stave it off. But, you know, the pancreas is very, very fickle. And its job is to shoot out insulin and other enzymes, and you don't want to tax it too much. You know, I mean, when we were babies, we fed every 2-3 hours. When we were in caveman days, we'd eat as we gathered, we'd nibble when we were hungry. We didn't stop and go, oh, I need to wait for tea time. No, that didn't happen that way. You ate when you were hungry, you nibbled, and you ate whatever food was available, obviously, so you couldn't gorge. Now we have food galore. We have quarter-pound burgers, half-pound burgers. You know, we're stuffing our faces left and right. Of course we're getting diabetes. The pancreas can't handle it. Now, you know, going back to the analogy of, you know, my clinic where you have the office, you have the hallways, you have me waving down the hallway, you have the rooms, you know, where the sugar has to go from the, you know, bloodstream into the rooms or the hallways into the rooms. Why do we get all these complications with diabetes? Well, all right, if your blood is very, very sugary, if your blood vessel has a lot of sugar, in nature, your body wants to neutralize, okay? Everything in nature tries to neutralize. So what it's going to do is try to suck in or bring in water. That's why diabetics get so thirsty. You get so thirsty because your body is so sugary that it wants to neutralize. But if your blood vessel is so full of sugar, how much fluid can that blood vessel handle to neutralize before it bursts? And that's why a lot of diabetics, they start getting blind in their eyes. They get little blood vessel bursts, ruptures, because their blood vessels can only take up so much fluid. Plus, a sugary blood vessel is not a very healthy blood vessel. That's also why we get neuropathy. The, you know, blood sugar, you know, affects our nerves as well. It also affects the kidneys. It causes artery clogging. So we don't like sugar floating around our blood vessels. We don't like it at all. Not one bit. So our job is to make sure we neutralize, but, you know, you can only take in so much water. The key is we really need to decrease the amount of sugar. So that's why, you know, people with symptoms of diabetes, a lot of times they're tired, they're thirsty, they urinate a lot. You know, they urinate a lot because their body is trying to dump the extra sugar. That's how we determined if you were diabetic years ago in the Army or in the doctor's offices would taste your urine. And the urine would be sweet. If the urine was sweet, you were diabetic. You know, I'm just dying to know what they did to check, you know, sperm count back then. But anyway, your kidneys, if they're functioning properly, will try to dump out the extra sugar. So your urine will be pretty sugary. But again, the kidneys can only do so much. They can only do so much. So that's why we try diet. If diet doesn't work, we go to medication. If medication, the pills don't work, then we have to go to insulin. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's how I look at diabetes, and it makes a lot more sense. You know, and then we could talk about the different types of medicines, but I want to get to medical news, but I hope that helps. When we come back, more medical news, and please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so washing machines, when we wash our clothes, could put our family's health at risk. All right, apparently there's a big push for us to wash our laundry at lower temperatures because it saves energy. So, you know, washing machines today are way different than, you know, previously. My father used to fix appliances, go to people's houses, fix our appliances. I remember he tried to teach me the trade, and I just wasn't into it. And, you know, now that he's gone and you know, I'm too cheap to buy a new washing machine, I wish to God I listened, to him, because I could have hopefully learned, you know, something, because now I have to go and get a repairman and it stinks because I really should know how to handle it. But there's all these buttons and electronics and dings and, you know, all these different cycles, and you could wash your clothes, at cold temperatures. You could do, you know, and your delicates. See, before my mom, you know, when my mom had delicates, I was too young to have delicates. My mom would be like, oh, don't throw my delicates into the washer. I need to do my delicates in Woolite. You know, and I'd be like to my brother, you take mom's delicates. He's like, I don't want to touch mom's delicates. We called them delicates. We didn't call them underwear. You know, later we were able to use the term underwear in a house, but they were delicates. But I'm going to tell you something. There was nothing delicate about mine or my brother's underwear. Not in the least. All right. But anyway, you need a hose to wash those suckers down. But anyway, that was us as kids. Okay, so apparently they said that if you don't wash your clothes at the typical 100, well, here, this article is from the Daily Mail, so this is in British. So they basically say researchers found the only way to eradicate bacterium was with temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius. I can't stand it, because then I got to take a calculator out and figure out what 40 degrees Celsius is. 40 degrees Celsius, don't put your calculators down. I got it. 40 degrees Celsius is 104 degrees. Okay. So they say you need the temperature at least 104 degrees Fahrenheit in order to start killing bacteria. They say most loads of laundry contain at least 100,000 colonies of E. coli. E. coli, that's some dangerous stuff. You got norovirus, you got MRSA, you got staph. And, you know, researchers said in the olden days you'd boil them, right? You'd boil them at 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius. But now we're doing every, you know, we're using cold. I do that. If I have a dress and I'm too cheap to take it to the cleaners, I'll put it under delicates, and I'll put it under the cool water, and, you know, because I don't think I get my clothes dirty. You know, women don't sweat. We don't fart. We don't do anything, right? You know, my clothes are pretty clean. Look, as long as they don't smell, they're clean, right? Wrong. You have a lot of bacteria and viruses lurching. And they also say that researchers said if you run your washing machine too low, always at low temperatures, you could actually harbor mold. I didn't know that. You know, I thought the washing machine, I thought the spin cycle kills anything. I mean, that spin cycle in the washer, I mean, it is so violent that I would think any mold spores would just completely disintegrate, you know, like the Big Bang Theory, but I guess not. So, you know, be very careful if you guys do have, I don't want to use the word delicates. Guys don't have delicates. You know, they may have, you know, some shirts, some nice shirts, silk shirts, I don't know. But I guess maybe take them to the cleaners. I don't know what the cleaners use. Now, they also say you should really use bleach. You know, in the olden days, we would pour bleach separately. And I remember my mom would yell at us because she didn't want us away from, you know, around the bleach. And I remember our whole house would stink from the bleach, or our whole apartment would, you know, because the bleach was really strong smelling. But we would use bleach to kill these bacteria. Now we don't, because we don't want it to hurt the color. It's so much more important to us to have nice, crisp, right color clothes, right? And soft and bouncy and the downy bear, that we're not thinking about, you know, keeping our clothes clean. My problem is clothes are very, very expensive. I don't know how you ladies do it. I don't. Now, I don't want to say I'm cheap, okay? I mean, every now and then I do like to go to the mall. I do like to walk into the fancy stores and see some of the clothes. But I do not understand how people could spend $1,000 on a dress. $1,000? You know, I decided to walk into a store. I'm not going to name it, all right, because I got a gift certificate. I got a gift certificate to one of the kind of the fancy girly stores. And I walk in there, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to, you know, have to go to the sales rack because, you know, I got a gift certificate. It's a nice-sized gift certificate. It was $150. I couldn't buy anything in that store for $150. There was nothing. There was a $298 blouse. So I gave up, and I said, you've got to have a sale rack. You know, and one of them recognized me. They go, are you on the radio? Are you that doctor? And, you know, I was like, oh, man, they're going to see me go through sales. I go, yeah, I'm that doctor, and you better hurry because I'm about to run to Walmart, right, to get a scarf or something because I cannot pay $298 for a blouse. So luckily they showed me the sales rack, and I was able to find something. And, I mean, the clothes were beautiful. I have to admit, when you go to these fancy stores – and the quality of some of these clothes are, I mean, amazing. Just Absolutely. I mean, it just, but how do you spend that kind of money? How do you ladies do it on your budget? Oh, Dr. Dolly, you're a doctor. You have enough money. No. I do not have enough money for $1,000 dress. No, I don't. Not with all the expenses we have. No, I don't. I would not spend $1,000 on a dress. I would be afraid to wear a dress that costs $1,000. I'd be afraid to spill something on it. I'd be afraid to fart. No way. I wouldn't want to sully that dress. If I had $1,000 dress, that'd be like a piece of art. I'd probably put it in a frame and stick it up on the wall. I would get so nervous. I don't know. But I don't know how you women do it. It's expensive. You know, and also, you know, we have to do our manicures and our pedicures. Speaking of pedicures, I don't realize this, but some of us ladies get our pedicures using fish. Did you guys hear about this? There's the Gara rufa fish, which nibble on dead skin. Apparently, this type of pedicure, where you stick your foot in the water with these fish, is banned in some states like Florida, Texas, New Hampshire, but Washington. But there are other states, as well as, you know, countries or continents like Asia, that actually do this pretty frequently. Now, the reason why some states have banned it is if the dead fish are eating on you and opening up wounds, then you could transmit HIV, hepatitis, et cetera, or you could, you know, receive bacteria infections or any of those viral issues. But I had absolutely no idea that people were sticking their feet in fish. I mean, like a fish tank, all right? And so now they're supposed to be toothless fish. These fish aren't supposed to have any – they're like a type of toothless carp. Really? So they chew off kind of like maggots. They chew off. Then why don't you stick your foot in a thing of maggots? Really, people? But anyway, so they let the fish do the work. Who do you tip? Do you tip the person doing the pedicure, or who gets the tip? Well, probably have to tip the owner. All right, but anyway, not very safe. Not very safe at all. So for those of you that want to get a pedicure, but you know what, though? We've talked about pedicures and hepatitis risk. Be very careful. What I recommend to anybody getting a pedicure or manicure, most of these places are supposed to be OSHA compliant. The place I go to CQ Nails, OSHA compliant, very good place. But I still like to bring in my own tools. And I think we all should. You know, one is I don't want anything on me. You know, I mean, I have a lot of dirty socks stuck in my toenails, and I'm just embarrassed. What if their autoclave can't do it? But I like to bring in my own tools, you know, because if, God forbid, something does happen or a worker, you know, doesn't clean something correctly, I don't want to get a disease. And, you know, hepatitis C can live for a month, from what I understand, on an object outside. You know how HIV, it's supposed to only live for about 4 minutes? Well, hepatitis C can live longer. So it's very easy for you to get hepatitis C from, you know, a tattoo parlor or a nail salon if they aren't following strict guidelines. So my recommendation is go to, you know, one of the drugstores, get your own kit. You know, your manicurist or pedicurist will actually tell you what to get. They don't mind. They don't mind. I bring my little bag in. They use my stuff. You know, clean off the dirty black sock, and then they give it back to me. You know, they won't. I mean, if they do get insulted, go somewhere else. And it's not that you're doing it because you think the place is unclean. It's just this is stuff that's digging into your feet and digging into your toes, and a lot of times you bleed. You bleed when you get stuff done. All right, guys. So if you are on your way to get your pedicures, be careful. If this is your stop, you all have a great rest of the day. If not, stay on the freeway or the highway. We got more show coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.